From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. freedom of navigation exercise rattles China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands, a site the U.S. says is in international waters and China says is its sovereign territory. China denounced the action. Steve Herman reports.
The foreign ministry in Beijing accuses the vessel of illegally entering its waters, posing a threat to Chinese sovereignty. It says the Navy ship was monitored, followed, and warned. A U.S. military source says the mission was completed without incident. About 200 Chinese troops are believed to be stationed on Subi Reef in the South China Sea, which is naturally above water only at low tide. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
The United States is stepping up its attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq with more airstrikes and possibly some ground assaults. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke Tuesday at a congressional hearing on the American military strategy in the Middle East. He said there could be more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of a group of hostages in Iraq.
Well, our mission in Iraq is to train, advise, and assist our Iraqi partners in situations such as that operation, where we have actionable intelligence and a capable partner force. We want to support our partners, and we will.
That's Ash Carter. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. More than 360 people were killed, 2,200 injured. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate, John Magufuli, took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting from Sunday's election. This is VOA News. Voters in the Republic of Congo overwhelmingly approved a constitutional referendum that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. Official results released on Tuesday showed more than 92% of voters backing the referendum. The turnout for the vote was said to be 72%. Opposition parties are rejecting the results, as we hear from Nick Long.
An alliance of opposition parties spokesman, Guy Romain Kinfusia, disputes the official turnout figure of 72%. Analyst Paul Melly, who follows Congo-Brazzaville's politics for the research organisation Chatham House, says the result was in line with all of the Republic of Congo's polls since 2002.
The official figures that have been announced are completely unsurprising. Anecdotal on-the-ground evidence suggests that turnout was actually very low in many places.
The opposition will ask Mr. Sassou Nguesso to withdraw this result and sit down for inclusive talks on holding elections in 2016, in which he will not be a candidate. Nick Long, Goma, DRC.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the airstrikes that hit a hospital in Yemen, noting that hospitals and medical personnel are protected under international law. In a statement Tuesday, Mr. Ban called for a prompt and impartial investigation to ensure accountability for the airstrikes, which occurred in North Yemen's Sa'ada province. CIA Director John Brennan said Tuesday he is outraged that a hacker has broken into his personal email account. He said the attack highlights how everyone's personal data on the internet is vulnerable. Brennan spoke at a conference on national security at the George Washington University in Washington. Congressional leaders have reached a tentative agreement with the Obama administration on a government spending plan. The plan could avoid another contentious budget standoff between the Democratic White House and the Republican-led Congress. The plan would fully fund the government and extend the government's debt ceiling through March 2017. The White House and John Boehner, the retiring Republican leader of the U.S. House of Representatives, lobbied lawmakers to approve the plan. Police in China have arrested four members of an underground church after they gathered in Beijing to worship in public and request the return of their church property. Sources tell VOA the four members of the Shouwang Church have been sentenced to 10 days of administrative detention after being arrested Sunday for disturbing public order. The UN General Assembly Tuesday voted nearly unanimously to urge the United States to end its more than 50-year-old economic, commercial, and financial embargo against Cuba. Only the U.S. and Israel voted against lifting the embargo. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.